Father, we give you praise. We worship you once again, O God, for the privilege to be here in your presence. Thank you because you are already here to meet with us. Thank you because you are already here, O God, to impact our lives. Thank you, O Lord God Almighty, because by the reason of we, your children, here in your presence, our lives, O God, will be transformed, that the desires of our heart will meet with your speedy answers in the mighty name of Jesus. We welcome you, O sweet Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Holy Spirit, come and take your rightful place. And as my pastor has prayed for me this morning, O God, Father, let we, your children, let us hear your voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us hear your voice. Let them see not man, O God, but you, our maker, in the mighty name of Jesus. Take all the praise, O God. We receive a renewal of mind. We receive a transformation of our souls. We receive our favorable change of story. For in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, and for your servant, O God, Father, we pray that your mighty hand be rested upon him, that the assignment that, Lord, you have sent him on, O God, that, Lord, you are accompanied with mighty signs, mighty wonders, in the mighty name of Jesus, that surely there shall be great testimonies, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And those that are expectant say a mighty amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to start by saying that I appreciate indeed God's head servant, our pastor, PC, for the great grace of God over his life and for the opportunity to share God's word with his people this hour. I'm ever thankful. I'm ever grateful for Mother in the Lord, she doesn't like to be called that, PM. We thank you. We thank you for praying for us all. We thank you for lifting up the hand of the man of God. We pray that the mighty God will continually lift your hands up. He will lift you star high in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to take this opportunity as well to welcome our assistant pastor. Welcome back, sir. We thank God for God's grace upon your life. We thank God for the work you went to accomplish. You're welcome home. We thank God for the great success of the assignment in the mighty name of Jesus. For our ministers, for our workers, we thank God for the faithful service in the Father's house. And we pray that your labors will be highly rewarded by the King of Glory in the mighty name of Jesus. God's rewards will locate you speedily in the mighty name of Jesus. For every member, for every visitor, welcome here this morning. I pray that as you have shown up this morning, the Lord will show up mercifully for you, will show up favorably for you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How many means do I have? I think I have unlimited means. Hallelujah. Praise God. The title for the message this morning is called Accessing the Buffet Blessings of God. Accessing the buffet blessings of God. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. Says, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. Is someone saying a mighty amen to that? Amen. So like I said, the title of our message is Accessing the Buffet Blessings of God. I know when I said buffet, everybody's heart was, everybody's interest picked up. Buffet? I know we all love buffets. How many people love buffet? Or maybe it's just only me. Okay, I think it's only me. Hallelujah. I did a diligent research here when talking about buffet. We have different kinds of buffets. If we asked Brother Princewell, I'm sure he'll be able to tell us the best buffet in Kansas City. Hallelujah. But of course, we do have several buffets, right? We have the Chinese buffet. We have the Italian buffet. We have Mexican buffet. Yes, thank you. We have Mexican buffet. We have the joint for soul food buffet. We have the Golden Corral. I'm sure some people have been to Golden Corral. So we have a lot of buffets. Hallelujah. And the beautiful things about buffets is that there are varieties. there are varieties, and that's why it's there. It's just, if you don't like this, there must be something there that you must like. You must like something else. You must like, if this is not what you want, you can try something else. That's the beautiful thing about buffet. Like I said, there are many, many buffet restaurants, and that's why we love going there, some of us love going there. It's just for that variety. In a similar fashion, the Word of God is the buffet of life. The Word of God is the buffet of life that has all that we need and that has all that we'll ever need. And that is why for us to enjoy a victorious life, for us to enjoy the life of the high Christian, the life of victory, we need to be engaged in the Word of God. We need to be immersed in the Word of God. We need to swim in the truth of the Word of God and in the reality of the Word of God. Because when we engage and when we do the Word of God, we can be sure that God, who is not man that he should lie, God, who is not the Son of Man that he should repent, will bring to pass all the promises of God, will bring to pass all of his blessings that is loaded in our lives, according to Deuteronomy 28, verse 2 to 14. Hallelujah. Can we quickly open up the Bible to Deuteronomy 28, verse 2 to 14? I'm going to read that very quickly. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Is someone saying amen to that? Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all which you set your hand, and it will bless you in the land which the Lord is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. And the Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Is someone saying a mighty amen? You shall not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the voice, the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them, so shall you not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord is clear unto us. The voice of the Lord is the word of God speaking to us. And God is saying in his word that as you diligently engage and obey his word, that you enjoy blessings galore in your city and in the country of your dwelling. You enjoy fruitfulness in the work of your hands, the fruit of your womb. Your hands will produce great results. Your desiring womb will yield and bring forth fruitful seed of greatness. You enjoy safety in your going in and your going out always. Your enemies will not be able to overcome you. Rather, they will be defeated in a great way, that they will not be able to come against you anymore. You will enjoy overcoming abundance in all your job, in your careers, in your blessings, in your business ventures, in your investments, and you shall continually draw closer to God every day of your life. In holiness and righteousness, you shall be a lender and never a borrower. You will always be on top. 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 You will never be beneath. And at your workplace and everywhere you go, people will seek you out. as the head and not the tail. People will see the glory of the Lord upon your life, and no evil will be able to come near you, because God's heaven will be permanently open over you and your family, such that as you seek God for your godly desires, you will receive speedy answers in Jesus' mighty name. You know, that's a summary of today's message. We can really just get up and go. But I want to spend the rest of this time. To express to you, really, that the blessings of God upon your life is embedded in the Word of God. It is embedded in the Word of God. And I pray that we will all receive this, and that we will walk in this reality in the mighty name of Jesus. Because this is the truth of the matter. Even our Savior Jesus Christ said that all we need for triumphant living is in His Word. All we need for triumphant living is in the Word of God. The book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 said, But He answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That is what the book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 says. It says, it's not by the bread that you eat. It's not by the cereal that you eat. It's not by the meats that you eat. It's not by the food that you consume and put in your body. That is not what makes for righteous living. That is not what makes for victorious life. But the Word of God. But the Word of God. Soaking ourselves, immersing ourselves, deepening ourselves in the Word of God. Searching through the Scriptures to seek out what is God saying for me concerning this particular situation, concerning this particular problem that I'm facing. It is found in the Word of God. The theme for this year, 2019, as many of us are aware of, is pay attention. Pay attention. That is the Word of God. Pay attention to the Word of God. Pay attention to what God is saying. Pay attention to what God is saying concerning you. And that and what God is saying concerning you is found in the Word of God. It is found in the Word of God, because that is the secret to accessing the buffet blessings of God. It means that whatever you need is in the Word of God. We all just need to go deep diving. We all need to go deep diving in the Word of God to find the solution. It is in the Word of God that we find peace, that we'll find preservation, that we'll find security. Let us open our Bible to the book of John chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. That is verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Jesus is the Word of God. And when we let the Word of God, dwell and reign in our lives, we will enjoy grace. That is what the Word of God is telling us. We will enjoy grace. We will enjoy the truth in God's Word. We will see it manifested in our lives. We can stand on the truth of God's Word, because His Word never returns back to Him void. Because when God says this word, when God says, this is it concerning you, when God is saying you shall be healed, when God is saying that you will live and you will not die, to declare the glory of the Almighty God, it means that sickness cannot take over your life. It means that nothing can stand against your breakthrough. That is what the Word of God is saying. That is what the Word of God is saying concerning us. The book of Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11. Isaiah 55 verse 11 says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which I sent him. In the thing which I sent it. That is when the Lord, when God decrees His word, when God says His word is captured in print. And that is in the Bible, in the Word of God. God's Word is captured in print, and God is speaking to us. When God is speaking to us, He expects the Word to deliver, and surely the Word will deliver. The question is whether or not it's going to deliver into our lives. Because it's dependent on how we receive the word. It's dependent on how we take on the word. It's dependent on how we say, this is the word for me. I'm going to take it. I'm going to run with it. Regardless of the situation. Regardless of what I'm facing. Regardless of the challenges before me. This is the word of God concerning me, concerning this particular situation. And I'm going to run with it. God's word has been captured in print and will work for whoever believes and stands in it. It is not arrogance. Please, it is not arrogance at all. It is standing on the sure word of God. It's standing on the truth of the word of God. Because if God is saying something particularly about you, the question is, are you believing God or are you believing the world? Are you allowing the world to determine, to fashion how your life is supposed to be? Or are you believing God who says that you will live a life of victory? That is the question before us this hour. And that is why by the Spirit of the Almighty God, I pray that we will realize is that the victory that we require, the breakthrough that we require, the solution that we are looking for is in the Word of God. Every time the word is being preached, you realize it is always in the word that you find the solution. It is always in the word of God that you find the solution. You know, God's servant stood here and talked about he talked about when he was having an issue with his leg, right? And he talked about speaking the word of God concerning that particular leg. And I think many of us saw us jumping and showing us that the pain that he used to have on the leg was no longer there anymore. Why? Because he stood on the word of God. He stood on the word of God according to Galatians chapter 3. He said everything is part of the curse. Everything is part of the curse, the sickness, the pain, they're all part of the curse. And we have been redeemed from the curse of the law because Jesus died for us on the cross of Calvary. Because Jesus took upon our infirmities. The Bible says the chastisement for our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. But the only question is, are we going to believe that? Are we going to decree that? Are we going to stand on that? Hallelujah. Now, I need to say this first, though, that I do appreciate our doctors and our nurses and everyone in the medical field. And can you just do me a quick help here? And just put your hands together for our doctors. Put your hands together for our nurses. Let us appreciate them. We thank God for the amazing work that they do. We thank God for the care that they give, that they deliver to the people. I mean, it's really an amazing work. We thank God for the wisdom, for the knowledge God has given them, the insight God has given them to the particular situation that people face. But one thing we always need to know as well, too, is that God is the ultimate healer. He's the number one source of our healing. I mean, going to the hospital is not a sin. I mean, being sick is not a sin. But it is a weight. It is a weight. And we are told to do away with weights. We are told to do away with weights that hold us down. The book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. It says, therefore, we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. The NLV says, all these many people who have had faith in God are around us like a cloud. Let us put everything out of our lives that keeps us from doing what we should. Because someone who is sick, who is bedridden, will not be able to stand up to give God the praise, to worship God, to clap, to joyfully shout unto the Almighty God. It is a weight. It is a weight. What of God says, let us keep running in the race that God has planned for us. The activation of our faith in the word of God is the action that we take to show that we believe his word and that we are in line with it. The book of Second Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. It says, now, I'm going to read verse 1 and 2, verse 8, verse 12, verse 15, and verse 19. Second Chronicles 15, verse 1 and 2, verse 8, verse 12, verse 15, and verse 19. And I'm going to do that quickly. Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin and from the cities which he had taken in the mountains of Ephraim. And he restored the altar of the Lord that was before the vestibule of the Lord. Verse 12. Then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Verse 15. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their soul, and he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around. It is in the word of God that we enjoy all-round rest. When we do, when we engage, when we connect with the word of God, we can be sure of the certain word of God that we will enjoy all-round rest. But in verse 19, it says, and there was no war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Asa received the word of God. He engaged the word of God. He put it into action and he enjoyed all-round peace until the 35th year of his reign. Why? Why? Why until the 35th year of his reign? And that talks about it in 2 Chronicles chapter 16. And that was because he stopped relying on the word of God. He stopped following the word of God. And that was why war began in his 35th year. You know, I want to share a testimony, and I appreciate my wife, and I'm thankful to God for his grace upon our life. My wife had miscarriage before each of our children, and when we were pregnant with Enoch, the devil tried to attack again. At 2+ months of the pregnancy, that was in March 2018, my wife called me while she was at work, and she said that she was on her way to the hospital. She was going to just go get checked. And she told me she had gone to the bathroom while at work, and she noticed some blood. She was passing out some blood. And immediately I spoke the word of God. I said that there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with our baby. Our baby is perfect. He will live and he will not die to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. I stood on the word of God. I decree the word of God concerning them both. And after I got on the phone, I opened the scripture. I was at work. I quickly went on BibleGateway.com. I opened the word and I said, Lord, this is what your word says. I shall live and not die to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. And to the glory of God, she gave me the good news that the doctor said everything was fine. Everything was fine, to the glory of God. And of course, many of you see Enoch there always trying to tell us something that I have not understood yet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Who has believed our report? Who has believed our report? Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1 to 5. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1 to 5. And who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness. He has no form of comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. This settles it. Our healing is in our Savior. Our healing is in the work that was done for us on the cross of Calvary. It goes back to the question, who has believed our report? Whose report are you willing to believe? Are you willing to believe the word of the Almighty God? Are you willing to believe the word of the world? The price for our all-around healing, our health, our vitality is in the word of God. But will we choose to believe the word of God or the world? It is the word of God that we stand upon, that you and I are in agreement with, that will work for us. You have got to have confidence in the word of God. You cannot doubt or waver on what he says. Because it is the word that you diligently engage, the word that we diligently engage, that will actually work for us. No wonder the man who had this child that was sick and brought him to Jesus. And Jesus said, if you are willing, do you believe? He said, Lord, I believe. He said, help thou my unbelief. He was weak in faith. He was weak in faith, but he cried out to God for help even with his belief. He had to believe even to see that result, to see the solution, to see the healing that he wanted for his child. No matter the situation, no matter how tough the challenge, no matter when or where it began, I decree by the great grace of God that you are finally coming out of your challenge and that your liberty is established forever in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus gave us the key to being victorious over the challenging situation. The book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 to 11. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up to the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again the devil took him on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Jesus defeated the devil and conquered the situation by the word of God. By the word of God. Jesus has given us the recipe to victory. God said in his word, he said, bring me to remembrance. Bring my word to my remembrance. He said, bring my word to my remembrance. And because when we do that, we can be sure to receive that victory. When we bring the word of God to his remembrance, we can be sure to receive that victory. Hallelujah. Your prayer life receives power when it is accompanied by the word of God. Your prayer life receives power when it's accompanied by the word of God. Your prayer is like the rifle, but the word of God are like the bullets. The bullets with which you defeat the enemy. A prayer life without the backing of the word is like shooting empty blanks. God accompanies his word with signs. That's what he says. God accompanies his word with signs. How many of us remember Reverend Ode when he was here talking about some people who were praying and saying, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give me a limousine. In Jesus' name, give me a limousine. In Jesus' name. And they were praying it with all vibrancy. I mean, they really wanted it. But the question is, how does that accomplish what God wants to do? Where can you back it up with scripture? Because God is willing to hear what God is saying to you. God is willing to hear what God is saying to you. God will hear the word that he has spoken to you. That is what he's going to answer. The book of 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 and 15. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. God is willing to answer us when it is according to his will. And what is his will? His will is the word of God. His will is the word of God. So when we can tailor our prayer life according to the word of God, we can be guaranteed. We can be guaranteed of answers to our prayers. We can be guaranteed of answers to our prayers. We can be guaranteed of breaking through. That is why it is critical for us as we engage God in prayer, we need to bring his word to his remembrance. We need to bring his word to his remembrance and say, Father, your word says this concerning this situation. How many of us, when we watch movies, whether Nigerian movies or even American movies, we'll talk about American movies later. But when we watch Nigerian movies, you hear them fighting against each other, and they start chanting incantations. They start chanting the word. They start chanting their own version. So, and the other person says, "Stop it!" And the other person starts chanting his own incantation. They keep going back and forth, engaging in words. And even in American stories as well too, there are some shows that they show. There's this show called Charmed. I definitely don't watch. I used to watch it, but I don't watch it. But it's all about witches and stuff using some kind of incantations and things like that. The enemy engages words against us, but we have a much greater word. The Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The word of God is greater in us. The word of God is greater in us and can overcome the particular situation, can overcome the particular challenge. But we need to always engage it. We need to always engage the word of God. There was a story of Bishop Oyedepo's daughter who had an attack on her life, and she was at the point of death. And they took her to the hospital. But the man of God went into his prayer room and said, Lord, there has to be a way. There has to be a way. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the Lord dropped three scriptural references onto his heart. Three scriptural references. And immediately he took those scriptural references, wrote them down, gave it to one of the people in the house and said, go to the hospital and go say this, go speak these scriptural references over my daughter. And the person went there and they did that, and the daughter came back to life. The word of God, that's how powerful it is. But the question is, are we the children of God? Are we going to engage that word to work for us? You know, there's power in the word if we are willing to work the word, but it's time for us as Christians to take responsibility and not just leave everything to God. We just say God will do it. But then when are we going to do it? When are we going to play our own part? When are we going to engage the word of God? A Christian faith that does not take responsibility for the happenings in his or her life is an irresponsible faith. That's the truth. A Christian faith that does not take responsibility for the happenings in his or her life is just an irresponsible faith. If you give a baby, let's talk about a baby. If you bring a newborn baby, right, would you expect the newborn baby to remain the same way the baby is a month from now? No, you wouldn't. Wouldn't you be worried if by week two he or she is not gaining weight from gaining from the birth weight? Even at the hospital after the delivery, right? The baby's weight, how many times is it measured? It's measured every day. They want to check, how is the baby gaining weight? Is the baby growing? Right? So they want to measure it by day two, they want to measure it by day three, by month eight, right? Would you expect your baby to be sitting? Wouldn't you expect your baby to be sitting by him or herself? Or to be able to crawl by age nine? Or to be able to walk by age one and a half? Right? Wouldn't you be concerned if the baby is not doing all this stuff by this time period? And if that is the expectation of our children, why do we let ourselves off the hook? Why do we let ourselves off the hook concerning our own spiritual maturity? We cannot remain the same way that we are when we gave our lives to Jesus Christ. A few months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. It is time for us to move up. It is time for us to dig deep. It's time for us to engage ourselves. To engage ourselves in the Word of God. To stand vibrantly in the Word of God. If you want to access the blessings that are in the Word of God, we need to engage ourselves in the Word of God. God is calling us up to a higher level. To a higher level of work with Him. To a higher level of intimacy. To a higher level of service of Him. You know, I appreciate our workers. I appreciate even our members or visitors for visitors. But my prayer is that you will graduate. You will graduate from just being a member to being a worker. To engaging in the house of God. Because at the end of the day, when the role is called you under, the Lord is going to say, what have you done for me? What have you done for me? What did you do in my own house? What did you do in my own house? Did you just come to just receive and to benefit? There's nothing bad in it. But let's move up. We don't allow our baby to just stay crawling, right? They have to walk. They have to run, right? They don't stay in kindergarten. They don't stay in first grade. They have to move up. They have to go to second grade, to third grade, right? They have to go to high school. They have to go to college. Don't let ourselves off the hook, brethren. It's time for us to engage more in the Word of God. If we want to obtain the blessings, if we want to obtain the promises of God, it's all contained in His Word. What does it take for us to access, to engage the blessings of God? It starts with us engaging deep. But it goes beyond reading. It goes beyond reading. It goes beyond the words. It's the rhema. It's the rhema, the spoken word. That is what renews our minds. The book of John chapter 6 verse 63 says, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. It is the Holy Spirit that empowers the word that brings you to life, even in our lives, to manifest with results. The Holy Spirit is the activator of the Word of God. The book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 3, it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. God activated the word by the Holy Spirit on the earth. If God did that, if Jesus did that, the Bible says, and we don't have time to read that, I just realized the time is almost up here. When Jesus went to be baptized, what did the Bible say? The Bible says that the dove descended upon him, right? Signifying what? The Spirit of God descended upon him. Jesus went through the ministry by the help of the Holy Spirit. God speaks the word into existence by the Spirit of God. Jesus ran his ministry by the help of the Holy Spirit of God. How much more we? How much more we, brethren? It is time for us to engage. It is time for us to engage the Word of God by the help of the Holy Spirit. When we search the Scriptures, let us talk to the Almighty and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me concern this situation. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. Show me the way out. Show me the way out. There must be a way out. There must be a way out. The practical ways, I'm going to give practical ways just for the sake of time, for us to begin to access and to begin to study the Word of God. It's very easy. Many of us have our phones. We cannot do without our phones. Even if you're going to work, right, and you're running late, you realize, oh man, I forgot my phone, right? You typically just drive all the way back home to pick up your phone. We cannot do without our phones, right? So let's even install the Bible app on our phone and let's begin to engage it. Let's begin to engage it. A minute or 2 minutes, 3 minutes, engage the Word of God. That's just a very easy way to do it. Let us stop from every Sunday opening the Scripture to read the Bible. You can do more than that. We can do it daily. Set a reminder on your phone. A minute or 2 minutes. Let's have the Word of God continually going in our minds. Let's have the Word of God continually going in our minds. I would talk about, but for the sake of time, Bishop Oyedepo's wife, Pastor Mrs. Faith Oyedepo, she was ill. She was ill for a while. But the thing that helped her, that engaged her, that brought her back her healing was her involving herself in healing scriptures. She searched through the scriptures and went through it and said, Lord, your word says this, your word says this. She went through and engaging in the word of God was what brought her healing. Brethren, we can do it by the grace of God. We can do it by the Spirit of the Almighty God. We just need to ask the Holy Spirit for help. We just need to ask the Holy Spirit for help. The buffet of God's blessings is in the Word of God. But we need the help of the Holy Spirit to search it out. And I pray that the Lord will help us. I pray that your word of solution that will change your life will locate you speedily in the mighty name of Jesus. That the Holy Spirit will speak to you as you engage in His Word. The Holy Spirit will speak to us as we engage in His Word in the mighty name of Jesus.